This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The history of golf dates back centuries to those storied courses in Scotland. The history of golf in China, however, is much shorter. Chairman Mao banned the game, and construction of golf courses today is against the law. Despite that, as many as 400 new courses have cropped up in China within the last few years, and interest in golf is growing, slowly but surely. Dan Washburn writes about this in his book, The Forbidden Game, and he joins us now to talk about it. Hey there, Dan.
Hi.
So let's start with your main character. It's this guy named Joe. He wants to become a professional golfer. He comes home to his village. He sees his friends and his family, and none of them know what golf is. And that seems pretty emblematic of a lot of people in China.
Yeah. And I think Joe really, he embodies the Chinese dream in many ways. He's got one foot in the past, you know, with his parents in the village. And then he's got another foot in the future. And that's represented by this new, modern, more materialistic future. And it's a constant balancing act for him to try to feel comfortable with where he is and to try to keep moving forward, but not lose the roots of his past. And golf was his way to move forward. The rest of his family has no idea what golf is, doesn't understand it, doesn't really care. I mean, they all wanted him to be a policeman. Nobody in the family had been a policeman before. And so when he comes back, even if he's ranked in the top 20 in China in golf, to many, he's still the son that never became a policeman, because they just can't understand golf. It's not something they can talk to their neighbors about, because nobody in the village would understand what they're talking about.
I wonder who plays golf in China today. Is it something that's growing? Are more and more people getting into the game, or is it still something that's played by a pretty rarefied group of people?
It is growing, but I mean, you can still say that statistically 0% of the population plays golf. But the thing about China, statistically 0% of 1.4 billion can still be, you know, a decent
large,
number.
Yeah.
So it is definitely the rich man's game, and that's what any Chinese person who you talk to will call it. So it's really an aspirational pursuit. And so it's really a difficult thing for the Chinese government to openly embrace, because, you know, it's a nation of 700 million peasant farmers who couldn't even dream of playing golf if they happen to know what golf was. And this is why we have this kind of weird situation where since 2004, the construction of new golf courses has been technically illegal, and yet over the past 10 years, the number of golf courses in China has at least quadrupled.
You write that politicians play, but they use pseudonyms.
Yes, that's what I've been told.
It's something that's referred to as the rich man's game here as well, and I know there's been a push or many pushes to get more people interested in the game and playing the game. And I wonder if that exists in China as well. I mean, is it in the interest of the folks making these courses? It seems it would be to get more people to play.
It would be in the interest to have more people playing, but honestly, I think a lot of the developers are happy if people are buying the homes along the fairways, and they're okay if the golf courses themselves stay empty for a little while. Now, that's not to say that there aren't really, really busy golf courses in China, especially in the big cities like Beijing, Shanghai, and especially Guangzhou, which is kind of the birthplace of golf in China. You know, it is a popular pursuit, but it will remain a niche activity for the foreseeable future because it is just so exclusive. It's so expensive. There are no public courses in China. And that, I think, is where you would really see a groundswell of interest. But, I mean, I think, you know, China probably has other things to think about rather than creating public golf courses.
Dan Washburn is the author of The Forbidden Game, Golf and the Chinese Dream. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you for having me.